The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU, nominated for Vocal Duo of the Year.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And Rolling Stone says, one of the hardest working duos in show business.
Hey, that sounds good, too.
You know what? I'm going to agree with them.
I'm not even going to talk. I just want you to keep going.
I can't talk because we work so hard.
Yeah, you do, man. You're on the road, dogging.
We're doing a bunch of dates, man. We average about 180 shows a year. So
God bless you. How do you get home? You must, like,
what's home?
Missing.
We don't even know.
Your FaceTime must be going all day.
Yes.
We watch our kids grow up on FaceTime.
Yeah, that's got to be
tough. It's
tough.
It is tough.
But you know what? We're making a name for them. You know, we're home a certain amount of times. We definitely, daddy's first as much as we can. And, you know,
you always said that, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way it is, man. It's really hard right now because we're doing releasing the album and then pushing the album. So we've been gone for like 20-some days straight. And usually we don't go any more than 7. Even if it's come home for 24 hours.
It's a good
hours,
rule of thumb.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it starts to be around 7 days. We need to figure something out.
So when you get up there with, like, the level of Tim McGraw and Chesney, you can just fly home at night.
Right.
I mean, we talk about it. We're like, what does that feel like?
We got to get a plane.
Our business manager is like, no.
We look at them online and like, oh, that must be nice.
Yeah, Chris keeps thinking one's going to go on sale. It's never
on
going
eBay.
To go on sale.
Well, listen, well, Dirk's flies, right? He flies his own plane.
Although.
I heard the new Boeings are going on sale.
I heard the Max 8s are going down in price right now.
There you go.
They're going down.
Yes, but not in price.
Quickly.
Yeah.
We just refurbished this 787. Right. We redid the computers.
You have to fly it yourself.
You're going
to
be fine.
There's a pedal on
it. You're the pilot.
So.
That's awesome. You guys are having fun. It was good to see you at the Army-Navy game. That was a good day.
That was a blast.
Cold.
Did you know Mark Wahlberg was there and we didn't get to see him?
Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
He was there. I didn't know that.
Right by you. We couldn't say anything. We were singing a song.
I would have stopped the band.
I basically almost jumped off stage.
Rubbed elbows with Mark Wahlberg.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was within breathing range. I was in personal space.
Literally walked right behind you.
If one of you caught the flu, both of you did. That's how close you were.
I didn't even know that. I would have done that thing. I would have been like,
I was trying to give you hand motions, and then Chris like, was like, "What are
hamburger.
You doing?"
I know. Yeah.
Wahlberger.
What is wrong with Preston? He's going insane up there. But I would have called him Marky Mark, dude. He would have probably punched me right in the head.
Yeah, we could have started just singing "Good Vibrations," and then he would have killed us.
Feel the vibration. He would have been like, "Back off me, dude!"
Right.
You're insane.
Man. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, have fun this weekend. It was good to see you last night at Miyamoto. I had a little name tag with my name in Japanese on it.
What?
Yeah. Well,
we didn't get all that.
Well, that was cool.
You know, you saw the table. I was at, right?
Right.
Yeah, you were at the table. Yeah.
How come they didn't pick up our check?
Man.
You should have just...
We tried to tell them. We had name tags and everything.
Rashad's got enough money, man. Come on.
The guy over there is paying it.
Right. See that guy with the nice hair, the curly hair? That guy.
I tell you what. Hey, before we leave, we have to say congrats because you have the job.
Yes.
You are the man. And that's awesome.
You run
congrats.
The city, man.
Thank you for saying that. It's been a hard...
I bet.
It's been a hard few years to learn and grow, and you know. But the people that came before me were so great to me. They taught me a lot of things. And
you're so steady and true, though,
well,
man.
Thank
and you.
You
treat all of us so right and so good. So you deserve this, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thank you, Phil.
You got a great person.
XTU is a great radio station, and I'm proud.
You got great.
One of the best in the country. Not just
there,
a great station. One of the best in the whole United States.
Well, thank you. Coming from
Legit.
You guys, that means a lot.
Yep.
We should throw our hands up side to side, right?
We should totally do that. We are. Are you not doing it?
I'm already doing it. Side to side. Get your hands up side to side.
What? All right. Good to see you guys. Low Cash on Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.